Hey everybody, that's Thomas again. You may hear the background music. Actually, it's got music. It's an event, it's called the Zygon Cyclo Challenge. And it's kind of a big event where people, different teams, are challenging each other in kind of cyclo races. And of course, this is a charity event, so the tickets are used for charity and they have some sponsors. I'm not attending events like that. I don't go to these kind of charity events. Why? Actually, because I think it's... I just don't like it. It's a little bit cynic because, you know, when you want to do something good, just give money or do it yourself. Like, I'm teaching students in a kind of private English club now, or yeah, any other kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't think that I need to have an afternoon of fun using cyclos. And this is a little bit, yeah, ironic, because the cyclo drivers are actually the poorest of the poorest in this city. And it's kind of funny to see kind of fat expats on a cyclo while the real cyclo drivers are suffering from not having enough money. But anyway, I mean, I just think that even if it's a charity event and even the tickets are or the profit of this event is for charity, there's still a lot of business around. I mean, people are hiring the loudspeaker systems, people are printing posters, and I don't really think that everyone is doing that for free. From my experience is that there's still a lot of business behind that. Yes, at the end there's a lot of money, but I mean, this money you can raise anyway. You don't have to give it some other money for, yeah, whatever, printing companies or stuff like that. I know it's quite usual to have charity events to get money in, but I just don't like it. I mean, look at the FUMI run, where people just, I mean, they need a FUMI run to walk? Come on, isn't that sick? I mean, you can walk every day in a place like that, and then you just donate some money to any kind of NGO or charity around you. Or more important, actually, I'm looking for a list. I want to start a list of English-speaking clubs, free English-speaking clubs all around Saigon, so people can join it and they can find the nearest English-speaking club on a Google map. Because the biggest problem is that most of the people here, I know most of the Vietnamese people here, they know a lot of English words and maybe also grammar, but they cannot speak. The pronunciation is a nightmare and they don't have any kind of practice. So, yeah, I think this is more important than silly events. And yes, I mean, you hear the music. It's also disturbing, but okay, that's just a private thing. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.